Not yet. No, not yet. You got the right idea. Here you go. Put this in a jar. Isabel, here you go. Put that in a jar. There you go. Not yet. It's coming. Yeah. Good morning. Happy Easter to you all. You know, I'm telling you what now. Lead us not into temptation, huh? Here, I got it. You want that one? You go. You can't open it. See, they're taped shut. Yeah. You know, we'll get those later. Okay. Y'all get an Easter basket this morning? Yeah. Did you? Yeah. And guess what? Look at there. Got another Easter basket today. Yeah. And what kind of stuff did you get in your Easter baskets?
Candy.
Who got candy in their Easter basket? Just about everybody. Who got, did anybody color eggs this year? Who colored eggs this year for Easter? Yeah, that used to be one of my favorite things when I was a kid, coloring Easter eggs. Yeah. Did you get any plastic eggs like this? Did you? And we had a bunch of them yesterday for the Easter egg hunt. And how many of you were here at the Easter egg hunt yesterday? What was in the eggs?
Candy.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm seeing a theme here. Candy. Yeah. You know, but Easter is not about candy. You know, it's too bad they don't have a camera. That'd be a sweet picture. I got mine over here in the sacristy if you need it.
I know what it's about. When Jesus rose from the
dead. It was. It's exactly what it was about. Yeah. Yeah, Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus was killed on Good Friday. They buried him. And on Easter Sunday, that first day of the week, early in the morning, he was raised from the dead. Yeah. And so, you know, when we expect things at Easter time, especially when we get these eggs, you know, the grave where Jesus was buried, when the people went down there, it was empty. What would you expect to be an Easter egg if we're thinking about Jesus? Huh? You'd think it'd be empty. Yeah. The ones yesterday rattled pretty good, didn't they? They had candy in them. Yeah, I don't know if these will rattle or not. I didn't try. Yeah. You can tell there's something in there, huh?
Yeah. They rattle a little.
Yeah. But you know what? This one, not so much. What do you think's in there?
Nothing.
Nothing. Who said nothing?
Me.
You? You want to open it and see?
Yes.
Yeah? There you go. He heard there's nothing and he got out of here. Here you go. Well, we're going to let him open it. We'll see what's in there. There might be something in there.
There's nothing in there.
Maybe you need to help him, Copeland. Yeah, it's closed pretty tight. Yeah, there you go. Oh, there was something in there. Let me see. No, let me see. There's something. There you go.
It's a paper towel.
It's a paper towel?
It's paper.
No, it's not a paper towel. Let's see. It's a paper. It says something. Oh, look at there.
He is risen.
Yeah. You know what? You open up the egg, you expect to find some candy, and you find a message about Jesus. He's risen. You know what? The people who went to Jesus' grave early that morning, that's the same thing they found. An angel told him, he is risen. He's not here. He's not dead anymore. He's alive. Okay? And that's the meaning of Easter. That's the best Easter gift of all. When we open up the Easter gift, there's nothing inside because Jesus has risen. And what we all we have left is God's love and God's forgiveness and God's mercy. And that's a pretty good gift. Yes, sweetheart? Why do people put candy in Easter eggs? Well, if they didn't put candy in Easter eggs and you opened one up and it's full of nothing, you'd be disappointed, wouldn't you? Yeah, you know, they put candy in Easter eggs because we do receive a gift at Easter. And it's a gift that we can't see. We can't see the risen Jesus right now. We will one day, but right now we can't. But the Easter eggs are filled with candy because the people that fill them want you to know that they are filled with God's love and that they share that love with you. And they do it in the sweetest form they can, and that's candy. So that's why we have candy at Easter, okay? And it's a wonderful thing to have. I've got Easter eggs for all of you. Now, I know that some of you are going to be singing in a couple of minutes, and I'm not going to pass these out right now. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give these to one of my favorite people who will be at the back of the church. And this basket will be on the way out as you go out the door. Make sure you get an Easter egg before you go, okay? I want you to have one of these. There's enough here where everybody should have be able to get at least one. All right? And if there's any left over and you're still hanging around, you say, Pastor, is there any left over? You know, go ahead and take them, but I want you to share with folks. Okay? All righty. David, can I get you to put this in the back of the church? I told you I was going to get one of my favorite people. And he's one of my favorite people because he has a great name. There you go. Thank you, David. Let's pray and let's give thanks to God for the Easter blessings of his love. Let's pray. Holy and gracious God, we do give you thanks for the best gift of Easter of all, that your Son is risen. And because he is risen, we too shall live into eternal life. We give you thanks for your forgiveness that comes through him, but most of all for the love that you share through him. And all the people of God said, Amen. Okay, I think some of you need to stay up here because there's some singing going on. The rest